It's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Anise Mabry and B'nai Ingram met online in 2013. Shortly after, they began dating and were married in December of 2014. In that time, B'nai's multiple sclerosis took a turn for the worse. In the StoryCorps Atlanta booth, they talk about navigating uncharted territory together.
I remember when you first got sick, and I remember how scared you were, and I felt so helpless. You know, it was loving you and wanting to fix it for you, but being powerless to do anything to make it better.
Well, you weren't powerless. You gave me the best advice that anyone has ever given me. I've dealt with the illness before, and no one ever told me to lean into it. Before that, I was always told to fight against it. Once I leaned into it, I actually was able to conquer it.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of like when you're doing anything, the harder you fight against something, the harder it becomes to get through. And when you lean into it, it's kind of like if you're drowning. If you stop fighting the water, you just float. But most people don't know to stop fighting the water because your natural instinct isn't just to simply let go and float.
Right. And I'll admit, when you said lean into it, I thought, she lost her mind. I cannot give up.
And it wasn't about giving up. It was just about finding another strategy to get there. You know, it's like I always tell my students, if your only tool is a hammer, then you think every problem is a nail. Every problem is not a nail.
Yeah, that hits me right on the head because I tackle things head on.
Yes, you do.
Don't pick such a deep one.
So you want me to pick something funny now?
You want
to talk about the time when you almost ran off the road?
I only almost drove off the road because of what you was doing.
What was I doing?
You were looking at me with love in your eyes, and
oh,
I
no.
glanced at you.
No, what about the time that we were driving in the snowstorm in Massachusetts?
And I put the car in neutral. I couldn't figure out why we weren't going anywhere.
Yes. And you're like, oh, my gosh, the alternator has gone out on the car. We're going to have to call AAA.
Maybe it's transmission.
Oh, okay.
The alternator's in a different part of the car.
You thought it was like this $1,000 replacement.
It would be.
And I just happened to look down. I said, well, did you ever think about the car's not in drive?
You tell them how it got in drive. It was your fault again. You're always distracting me.
What's holding hands like we always do when we drive. I wonder how many other couples hold hands when they drive.
I would hope a lot of them do.
You know, I think my love language is definitely the language of touch and
mine
music.
Mine is music and laughter. So we match.
We match.
We match. And of course, I like to be touched a lot. We're talking about love languages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is your song for me?
Oh my gosh, March. You and me.
We still march.
I march. It's March because when that song came out, it said, we're coming up on uncharted territory.
Yes.
Yes. But that's where we were because you didn't know what was happening with your job. You didn't know what was happening with your life. You didn't know what was happening with us. I'm falling in love for really the first time in my life. And
For the first time.
Yeah. I mean, I've loved before. I have loved very deeply. But I have never fallen in love, not like this.
So for me, when you talk, I hear songs. Isn't that crazy? And some of your statements make me think of songs that I listened to growing up. And the song you just described was, I never knew love like this before. Open your eyes, cause I never knew love like this before.
That was Anise Mabry with her wife, B'nai Ingram. The story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center. To book a time to record your story with a friend or a loved one, visit us online at wabe.org/StoryCorps.